Case number 10381, William Hendricks, north of Road 235A, intersection of Starlight Drive and Crescent Court, being Lot 10 within Starlight Meadows Development. A variance and a front yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
William Hendricks, 2 Crescent Court, Milton, Delaware.
And you swear affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I'm here to request a 10-foot variance off of Starlight Drive to install a pool. When I first applied for a building permit, it was told to me that I had to be 30 feet off the front of my property, and the other setbacks, which were 10 feet from the side and 6 feet from the rear. About a month ago, an inspector came out to see if the pool was up. I was home. He told me that the front of my yard, which I thought was the front, which is on Crescent Court, is really not the front of my yard. That Starlight Drive is the front of my house. With that, I would not be able to put the pool in. All right. So I'm requesting a 10-foot variance. The other side of my house, I was thinking about putting the pool, but then I talked to Dover Pool. Dover Pool told me that I was not allowed to put it there due to the fact of the septic system, that it would sink. The back of my yard is too small. I would not have enough room to put the pool up and stay away from Starlight Meadows homeowners' setbacks and your setbacks. So the only place I really can put the pool is on the side of Starlight Drive and Crescent Court. I wrote up a little petition, took it around the neighborhood. I have roughly 96% of the neighborhood that would agree with me that it would be fine there. None of them that signed the petition had any complaints. My one neighbor right behind me, which his name is Brian Walsh, he asked me that if I got the pool put up, that if I could put another row of trees, more or less to block his view and all. I agreed to that. Well, either that or a fence, one of the two. But last year, I also took a row of trees from the front of my house all the way down Starlight Drive for privacy, so anybody driving up and down wouldn't see the fence, and I mean, wouldn't see the pool in a couple of years. They're emerald greens. They take a little bit to grow, so in about 2-3 years, you shouldn't be able to see the pool. Okay. I also have my construction request form for the Homeowners Association, and to see if they would approve the pool with their setbacks, which is 50 feet from the front of my house, 15 feet from the side, 20 feet from the backyard. I'm within all of those through Starlight Meadows.
Okay.
Okay.
Is this an above ground pool?
It's above the ground pool.
Okay.
How high is it?
Over
4 foot?
It's 4 foot.
Okay.
Yeah. Dover Pool will be installing it, so I mean, I don't know if that matters.
Some guys dig a hole and put them in and say it's above ground pool, so I have to ask you that.
I actually have a picture if you need it.
That's right.
No, that's okay.
I mean, I had a pool last year, but it was one of those Walmart pools. Mm-hmm. A couple of my neighbors, you know, and myself, you know, it's one that was too little for my kids, and then it was a little, not nice looking, but this one is a lot different. I mean, Okay. It's actually a swimming pool.
That's good. Okay. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
I'm hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, I have a petition with 39 names on it that are in favor.
In favor.
Now, some of those names are like a husband and wife signing.
Okay.
But, I mean, overall, it is.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Come forward, sir.
Name and address.
Richard Reinhardt at 5 Crescent Court, Starlight Meadows, Milton, Delaware.
You swear affirm testimony about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Rich Reinhardt. I live at 5 Crescent Court, which is lot 14 on the map. It's catty-cornered from Mr. Hendricks' house. I'm here to oppose the issuance of a variance for the following reasons. To begin with, Mr. Hendricks, I feel his variance is a caprice. There's really no demonstrable exception. He's lived there for 12 years, and he's been setting up a smaller above-ground pool, which really didn't conform to the rest of the pools we had in the neighborhood, and was, after a complaint, Mr. Hendricks was ordered by Sussex County Enforcement to get a permit for that pool. I feel he should have planned when he built on his new addition for the pool to meet within the setback requirements.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It has been and continues to be the practice and policy, which I found out, I guess, has changed today, of the Homeowners Association, that all above-ground pools be placed behind the house, be the same color as the house, and have proper permits. My pool, when I installed my above-ground pool, it was approved, meeting all these requirements, and was approved by the Homeowners Association Board, of which one of the inspectors was Mr. Hendricks. All four of the other above-ground pools installed in the neighborhood are behind the residences. They met these requirements to have that behind residences so they weren't fully visible from the frontage on the road. And I feel this variance will disrupt the character of the neighborhood, and it will adversely affect my property value. Last thing, and probably the most important thing that I feel, that if this variance is granted, will be detrimental to the public welfare because it will cause a road safety issue. With the variance and the resulting pool installation, I believe there will be the possibility of 15 to 18 children grouping in the street and blocking the entrance to the cul-de-sac, Crescent Court. This is a common occurrence now, and it can be a problem. And I see with the pool being built there, there will be a problem with that also. The pool, no doubt, will cause this grouping to move more into the Starlight Drive area than they already are, and this is the main road in and out of development. I feel this is a dangerous situation, since a lot of the times I don't feel there's proper parental supervision in that area. I feel this variance will greatly affect my property value. That's why I'm here tonight. I don't know where Mr. Hendricks is coming up with 96% of the people in there agreeing to have this. The neighbor that lives right beside him in lot number 11, Richard Ivins, Janet Ivins, was not able to come with me tonight because of his illness with his mother. But he is not in favor of this variance being granted either.
Can you send a letter?
No, I can get him to send a letter, but he wasn't able to make it. So it was kind of boom, 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 and he couldn't make it. So I have pictures of the groupings that happened out, and this is what really concerns me the most, is the safety of the roadway. All right. This is a problem that happens on this cul-de-sac constantly. I've tried to have it addressed through the Homeowners Association, and the parents have been, they're not supposed to be out there in the street, and I think this is going to cause more of that problem. Also, this is Mr. Hendricks' house in relation to the front of my house. This is where the pool will be constructed on the side of the house. It will be fully visible from both Crescent Court and Starlight Drive, where the rest of the pools are situated behind the properties, so as to not be visible from the frontage. I feel that it's going to affect the road safety, and as I said, my property value. I'm already experiencing problems in selling my home due to the appearance of the neighborhood as documented by my realtors showing and viewing reports. But my main concern is the road safety and the altering of the characteristic of the neighborhood. I have nothing personal, but no, Mr. Hendricks would like to have the pool. He has kids, I have kids, but I'm very concerned about the road safety issue and what the pool is going to attract to the neighborhood. That's all I have, gentlemen. I thank you very much for your consideration.
I have one question for you first. Yes. Now, you said there's four of the pools in this development.
Yes, sir.
And all four of those are behind the house?
Yes, they are.
And that's the requirement of the association?
That's been the policy and practice of the homeowners association, yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Sir, you still have a problem with him putting trees completely around it? I mean, it's going to be blocked. The way I understand, he's going to put trees around the side of it and around the whole perimeter of it.
Well, the problem with Mr. Hendricks is I don't know whether he will fulfill that and do what he says he will do. Mm-hmm. My past experience with Mr. Hendricks is not that. And like I say, I don't know where they came up with 96%. I talked to Mr. Walsh, who lives right behind him, who really was not in favor up to begin with. But I talked to him the other night on the phone. I said, Brian, I thought you weren't. He has a sick wife, and there's going to be a lot of noise, with children. And he told me that, Richard, given all the problems that you've had in your yard, I'm afraid that these problems are going to occur in my yard if I don't sign it. The problems that are occurring in my neighborhood are my neighbor directly next to me, and he is a friend of Mr. Hendricks. So I don't see where there's a total agreement of all the people who are within the area, and that's my opposition to this variance granting.
Sir, if he did put the trees up, you still would be against it?
Yes, I don't see where the trees are going to stop the children from becoming a problem in the road. They can go between them and help back and forth.
The trees are already planted on the Starlight Drive side.
Yeah, they are here. These, as you can see in the picture, they are.
So, I mean, what you stated that you didn't think he would do, he's already done.
Right, but there's still the problem of the frontage. Actually, the setback is for his house, from what I understand, is on Crescent Court, which would be 50 feet back from Crescent Court. Mm-hmm. That's where the setback would start from there. Unfortunately,
that's not true, is it, Mr. Rickards?
No, his setback is from Starlight Drive.
Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's what the variance is for.
Our setback, the front of his house is on
It's not the front of his house that counts. Okay. It's the front of the lot.
Okay.
He stated that in his testimony that applying for the permit. Yeah, he was told that. Now, what kind of gatherings are you talking about? You stated that there are already gatherings in the neighborhood, and that's concerned about another pool?
There's quite a few kids in the neighborhood. And really, if no fault of their own, they don't have a common area to go to. So they group mostly on the cul-de-sac or on the corner of Crescent Court and Starlight Drive. And there's four kids next to me. Mr. Hendricks has three kids. The lady across from his house at times has three. The lady down the street has a total of four kids. There are three kids that come up from the back and two kids that come in from the other thing. So you're looking at 15 to 16, almost 18 kids that could possibly be in that area at one time. It happens. I've seen it happen.
But aren't they already in the area?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
So I guess I'm having trouble understanding why this would make it any, I mean, why it would make it even more or gather more people if they're already in the area, as you have stated.
Yes, sir. I think it's going to cause the gatherings to occur more often than they are now.
Would you, if Mr. Hendricks would propose to put a fence around the pool, would that change your mind at all about your opposition to this?
Yes, it would. I feel if there was a fence around the pool that ensured the safety and shielded the pool from direct view from the roadways, I think that would be satisfactory. That would be
satisfactory.
Satisfactory, yes, sir.
So you would.
That's my main objection is the
safety.
Not the safety and the characteristic of the neighborhood and where the pool has been placed before. The lady across the street does have a fence around her pool, in the back, or around her backyard.
Around her backyard, what is?
Yes.
So you would change your opposition to this if he agreed to put a fence around the pool?
Yes, I would, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
In-ground pool is required a 4-foot fence.
But a above ground does not?
No fence at all. Okay. Just a safety ladder.
Thank you very much, sir.
just like to comment on one of the things he did say, okay? There is a lot of kids in my neighborhood, all right? I have two boys, prime age, 10, 13. A little girl that's three. Most of the kids that gather around our neighborhood are that age, all right? So me putting a pool up, me not putting a pool up, the kids are still going to gather in my driveway, okay? It's like Mr. Reinhardt said, there's no place else for the kids to really go, okay? They play in my yard a lot more because it's the corner lot. It has a hill. They like playing, okay? Me putting trees up, my driveway is on Crescent Court. I'll take it up to about 6 feet from the driveway so the roots don't go under my driveway and break it. And I will finish, I think Brian asked me for 20 feet in the back of the yard to cover his area. Putting a fence up would look, to my opinion, ridiculous if I just put it around the pool area. I don't know if you have a picture of what I sent in, where my pool was going to go, but it would look ridiculous just to put a fence around this and not around the whole house. I'm already trying to make it look nice by putting trees up, and I will follow through with that. I had no problem putting 21 trees up last year. 15 more trees roughly won't matter. So I will do that. You can put me on record.
But you don't want to put a fence up.
Banding
fence. Really, putting a fence up would look, you know, a fence would be like putting a fence up here, my house would be in here. I mean, it would just look, to my opinion, look more ridiculous to put a fence up around the house. And then it would really take the property value down if, you know, you have a pool here, a fence around it, and then the whole rest of my yard. I mean, I live on almost 3/4 of an acre. I'm not going to wrap a whole fence around my whole house. Mr. Reinhardt did say my next door neighbor across the street, Bonnie Seabreeze, does have a pool in her backyard. Technically, if you look at it the same way that you're looking at mine, half the pool sits on the frontage of her property because her house is set the same way that mine is. And the problem that we're running into there, and Mr. Reinhardt would agree with me, is trying to keep maintaining the fence up. Her fence is very rough looking. It's not painted, it's not maintained, and it does take a lot. Trees, I can cut back, shape, make it look a lot nicer. And that's really it.
Depends the trees grows, and then if you trim them up from the bottom, what do you have then?
Well, I wouldn't trim them from the bottom. These are emerald green trees. Mm-hmm. They grow in a pyramid. So, I mean, I think the guy told me, within 4 years, they're going to be touching each other to create a fence. So you really wouldn't be able to see the pool. I know 4 years is a long time, but, I mean, I had to start somewhere, and I bought 5-foot to 6-foot trees. So I didn't go with, like, little 2-foot trees. I went with 5 to 6 foot trees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what kind of security are you going to have on your pool?
At the present time, it's going to be the ladder that Dover Pool supplies, which I submitted to when I got my building permit. All right, down the road, I am looking to put a deck on with a locked gate on the side to when the kids go up, they cannot get in. All right, and that's what I'm looking for.
So you have no way of locking it now?
It's not even up.
No. When you put it up, you won't have no way of stopping kids from getting in it?
So you have a detachable ladder or steps?
Yeah. Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yeah, that's required.
Yes, that is required, and that was one of the main things Dover Pool told me to do, that when I came here, to make sure I had that with me to show you that, you know, the ladder is detachable, and once it comes off, there's a plastic plate that goes over that is locked. Right. So there's no way kids can get in and out of the pool.
They're not going to let you have it. They're not going to approve it.
Right.
Okay.
But on above ground pools, they do have a fence that you can put up on top of the pool that comes with them. Did you know that? With
it, yes, I do.
So you could get one of those.
I could get one of them to prevent kids from climbing in the pool. But again, the youngest one in the neighborhood is my daughter. Everybody else is that 8?
Yeah, there's
1, 3.
No, but you have any problem doing that? Putting a fence up on top of the pool that you
on
get
fence,
with
on, fence, on fence top of the pool? I would have no problem. Actually, I do like them because then it creates more privacy for the people in the pool. But I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
No, any other? Anybody else? Okay. No, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Okay. Where was I? I had opposition. Yep. Now I'm ready for a motion.
I have, you had opposition. You asked for it. I have Mr. Reinhardt's letter, and everything he stated at the podium is in his letter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to read that into the record. Everything he wanted said, he has said it.
Okay. Hearing no other, chair will entertain a motion.
Come out to the table, this case, get a chance to go look at this. Let me get a chance to look at this.
To our next regular meeting?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 10,381 until our next regular meeting, which will be May the 6th. All those in favor of the motion, with the usual voting sign?
Aye.
Excuse me, aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, your case has been tabled, sir.
Case number 10,382, Gunslinger Investments, LLC, north of Route 25.